Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 58, recorded on Thursday, September 5th, 2013. Well, I'm back from DragonCon, and back from Super Minor Pod Fade. I am really sorry about that. I obviously stumbled at the end of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I wasn't really expecting to make it on one by myself on Thursday. We were already in Atlanta at that point and already met people and friends, and we were already registered. And that day was busy and crazy and went very late. So I wasn't really expecting that. But I was certainly shooting for Wednesday. And for that matter, I was also shooting for Friday with everybody else. But for Wednesday, all I can blame is DragonCon prep again. Both prep for actual DragonCon, you always have the last minute things where you realize I don't have this, or, you know, this broke, or where are the batteries, you know, yada, yada. But also we had things to arrange for, to make sure, you know, the animals were good to go. And I mean, we have family that live nearby that take care of them, but, you know, just organizing all that and making sure it was all done, ran me very close to midnight. And at that point I was like, I got 12 minutes. I would have literally been posting 30 seconds of content and running out. So I was like, the heck with it. And then I am really disappointed in myself, not anybody else, that I missed the Friday wrap-up thing. And that was completely my fault. We were probably nearby. We actually spend most of our time at DragonCon in the Hilton, in the little U-shaped area that's got, you know, the Skeptics track, the Podcast track, Space, Science, EFF, all those guys. That's kind of home base for us during DragonCon. But we were running around again. We were actually getting ready for our costuming thing. We went to a party that night in the West End, which was part of the problem probably. And I was kind of trying to figure out when it was. And I also knew that we had this other stuff scheduled in the back of my head. And so I was like, dang it. It just didn't work out. And I feel bad. I'm going to listen to that one, but I'm going to feel bad because I'm gonna be like, oh, I could have been there. But there's always next year, and I will definitely be doing this again next year, so that'll be fun. And the good thing is that it worked. The Dog Days Challenge did exactly what it was supposed to. It got me enough into the habit that I'm sitting here, you know, already planning things for, you know, post and going into the future. Not going to be, you know, daily, obviously. And I don't know how. I'm not trying to do a super amount of scheduling here. I'm thinking, you know, roughly in my head, I'm thinking twice a week is doable. Yeah, it may end up once a week, but I'm thinking twice a week is doable. I think probably one on the weekend and one sometime during the week that you know, there are certain days, depending on what's going on at home and everything like that. Like right now, I'm using my lunchtime. It's pretty easy. I'm by myself in the house, so there's no real worries with things going on or door slamming, anything like that. And then the weekend will be a little more challenging, but you have more time. You know, so I certainly did plenty of them with other people in the house during the Dog Day. So, you know, I can work that thing out. I'm not considering any sort of, I do it on when, you know, if the podcast goes out on Wednesdays and Sundays sort of schedule. I just, for podcasts, I mean, I appreciate if people want to do that, that's fine, but I just don't see it. You know, the nature of a podcast is you subscribe and then they show up, you know, so you may want them there at a particular time. But if they don't, you know, if they're a day late or a day early for that matter, you know, it's not going to hurt things either way. So, I'm shooting for the weekend, maybe, you know, being a little longer. Amanda flipping, you know, based on schedule and timing and stuff. I've even, one second. Hold on, sorry. I didn't want to get into an IM conversation while I was podcasting. It would be tricky. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the weekend probably longer. It just depends on scheduling, you know, and how time works out and everything. I'm even considering the possibility. I haven't actually talked to her about it yet, but I'm going to talk to her today to see if Charlotte wants to do one with me at some point, maybe not right away, but at some point. So to have like a two-person podcast, maybe once a week, something like that, which could be cool, could be interesting. Next episode, I'm writing up notes and things now. Next episode will be the Dragon Con recap, which was super fun. Got lots of, you know, things jangling around in my head and I'm trying to organize them. And that'll probably be the last one before I flip the feed. So I may have a little longer. I may do like that next week. I may only do one like at the end of the week after I've done the flip. And everybody has to mark all in red probably again. And I don't want a episode coming out right then and you having to figure out what's going on. So, but today's, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was back in the saddle. Rather than trying to jump in and do the whole Dragon Con recap, I just wanted to get something out, make sure I was the habit was still there and I was moving along, which I am. I'm happy to be doing so. I did have one interesting thing I guess I can talk about today. It's just a pure little minor nerd thing. I finally found a decent streaming app other than the ones, like I said, if I said it on here, I think I said it on Google Plus. One of the apps that I was using to stream on the Google TV is effectively broken and shut down because it's an official app. You know, it came with the TV, you know, managed by Google. But I finally figured out its backend is Google Reader's backend because I started getting podcasts and I wasn't getting anything. You know, they were all old. I was going and looking at people's feeds. The feeds were kind of valid. You know, there was like questions in the feed. So I'm trying to like, you know, go through and figure out if what podcaster wouldn't like some of these feeds and the newer episodes. And then it finally popped in my head. I'm like, nothing in here is newer than when Google Reader shut down. So they screwed me. And I mean, I do like a lot of times I'll stick on that sort of thing. I'll stick like This Week in Tech or This Week in Google or something like that on and just listen. But one of my favorite things, I'm getting better at it. I got better at it with the Dog Days thing going on, but I have a little bit of trouble listening to podcasts, like spoken word stuff when I'm working. That things kind of cross the streams. If I'm in a really, really good zone, it's okay. But if I'm kind of distracted already, or I'm doing two or three things at once, I have trouble. And a lot of times I'll just have to pause it while I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, phrase something in an email or something or like that. But I do like, music doesn't do that to me. So music I'm fine with. And some other people are kind of the other way from what I understand. Some people find music really distracting when they're working, but I like music and I'm a big Soma FM fan. I usually at the beginning of the year, I donate to them every year. And I have their apps, you know, their app everywhere. And you don't even need their app to stream their stream. You know, they have a stream online, but I haven't been able to find an application. Their Soma FM app is not configured or whatever for the Google TV, even though it's a streaming app. That's all it does. You know, I don't know why. It may be something to do with the app's resolution, screen resolution or something. I don't know why, but you can't get it. And I've looked before and hadn't been able to find anything. And I finally found Tiny Reader, which is primarily, I think, like an audiobook type app, but it does have, they've added a streaming radio thing into it and it installs on the TV and it's working fine. And that way I don't have to use my phone and drain down the battery just while I'm sitting there during the day. I'm just running it on the TV and playing it like anything else in the background. And it's pretty awesome. I'm quite pleased with that. Playing around with the screensaver settings now to make sure I get all paranoid about that sort of thing, even though I don't think there's super much reason to worry. But anyway, it's running. Well, it's not running now. I turned it off so I could do the podcast. But I was happy to get that done today. And I had a couple other things, but the process is changing a little bit since I'm not doing them daily now. Daily, it was pretty easy to I can usually at least keep things in my head for a day, or I had little scratch pieces of paper I was dumping stuff on. But I hadn't like dragged out my notebook and stuff again that I used to keep notes in for podcasting things. And I know I had some stuff that I was going to talk about that I'm blanking on right now. I do have the notebook and everything out again, so now I'm already making notes and it shouldn't be as bad in the future. But
for now, I'm going to say, you know what? It's 10 minutes almost. And that's plenty for a make sure that I'm back in the saddle sort of podcast. So that's it for today. I'm Ken Kennedy. This podcast is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. It's at kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter handle is Kenzoid. Kenzoid me pretty much, not on YouTube, but pretty much everywhere else. And my Google Plus profile link will be in the show notes. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0. And take care, and we'll talk to you again in just a few days with the Dragon Con recap. See ya.